Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grow foreskin back, you fucked it. So maybe go to the doctor after and see if they can stitch it back on or whatever. But yeah, you can't do that. What did you think it was?
Like a big clit. Big clit.
Are we
live in 72 countries?
We are live for the season finale of Marty and Michael, Fully Actual Podcast.
It is like 100 degrees.
It's very hot, and man, do we have a jam-packed episode for you dogs. Woo! Woo! We got Lockie and Jackson sitting in the corner sweating. Now everyone can see how fucking sweltering it is. You wait till you get in front of these lights, and it's just so hot, we'll be glistening. We'll be shining brightly. We got P.O. Box. Look at these two fucking... We got three huge packages. We got fucking some...
Oh,
some super hot chili peanuts to eat.
I forgot about them. Are you going to do them, Jackson?
What is it?
It's some hot peanuts. Lockie will do five.
No, I'm good.
What's fucking happened the last week? No one even knows. It's been... We nearly did it. We're nearly on holidays. We got like another... Two videos to film, and then we can fucking relax for a month. And Margot, we're going to try and get some content out on the podcast YouTube channel during the break, but no promises. We might do a cheeky prank call here and there. And other than that, content will still be coming out on all our socials, on all our website, everywhere. So don't fucking worry, all right? God, we're just having a break. Which reminds me, this podcast is brought to you by the University of Markle. If you want to support us in making videos, subscribe to our website. We will be starting vlogging only on the website next year. And the price goes up by $2 either end of January or beginning of Feb. All right, so fucking get in there because it doesn't affect current members. Only new members the price goes up, eh? Isn't that clever, Matt?
D. Brown.
Yes. Hey, isn't that smart how we did that? Fucked everyone like that.
You're not naked today.
It's like, quickly sign up, really otherwise hot. It's going to cost more.
You should be naked.
Very
it's
clever.
Jackson's here. I got nervous.
All right. some pretty fucking disgusting on these days, Matt. I'm a bit like grossed out to even read it, but I'll do it because, you know, I do my bit for the podcast. This is your bit for the podcast?
Oh,
fucking disgusting. And if these are true, I don't want to be in this world. Anyway, on this day in 2010, Thomas the Tank Engine checked himself into rehab after it was revealed he was using meth to power his engine rather than coal. Thomas claims that the fat controller is responsible for the addiction and switched a percentage of the trains to meth to deal with the huge workload the trains had. Unfortunately, Thomas never recovered mentally and was found dead in his one-bedroom apartment after he slit his tire wheel things with a sharpened toothbrush and bled out.
Ooh,
what a sad beginning. Anyway, let's move on. On this day in 2019, Gwyneth Paltrow had another child. She named her new baby boy Cunt Fist. Gwyneth is known to come up with unique names for her children, like Apple, and says the name Cunt Fist holds a lot of sentimental value to her and reminds her of her childhood. Cunt Fist Paltrow is 1 year old today, so happy birthday, mate.
Holy shit, Cunt is she the chick from old. Shallow Hal?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, she always thinks of weird names for her kids. So it makes sense, like Cunt Fist.
Didn't she have the kids with the Coldplay
Donald
singer?
Trump? I think she had a few with him. Now she's spitting them out to some other dog.
Oh, I thought that was you.
That.
On this day in 2002, Liam Neeson had his passport stolen from him by a monkey in Bali while holidaying there. Liam spent the next 6 months hunting the monkey that stole his passport, savagely murdering and torturing hundreds of monkeys along the way. One report even stated that Liam was seen pinning a monkey down with his knees and ripping its skull off its body while screaming, "Where is my fucking passport?" The monkey population has since halved in Bali, but Liam found his passport. It was in his hotel room.
Fucking hell.
Have you guys seen the videos of the monkeys in Thailand going mental because there's no, like, there's no
passports?
Tourists there to feed them and stuff?
So what, they're starving?
Oh, they're going crazy. There's a video of like 100 monkeys fighting over like a bit of food.
I'm watching that after this.
I'll show you.
Good. That sounds exciting.
I'd love to scatter pingers in food and just see what happens. Just to one clan of them. Or MDMA and see them be like empathetic and shit.
Oh man, they die.
Or give one a grenade.
They might die.
If you give them little doses, like tiny little doses.
Teach them how to use guns?
I don't know. They've been like attacking people and that because they want food. They're hungry.
Just imagining how hot it is for them. Lockie's just sitting there. Looks like he's sweating bullets.
Sweltering.
I'm struggling, so I can't imagine.
It is fucking hot in here, guys.
It's so humid.
I can't believe you have to spend an entire summer in this fucking
Wait for the
hot
box.
Oh, well, I've got my industrial fan.
Wait for the reaction of the toilet.
Jackson went for a wee wee and saw the shit spatter all over the bowl.
It's the worst toilet.
Yeah, well, fucking
Michael,
what do you expect?
$50 for a cleaner.
Dude, it's not his job.
All right, last on this day. On this day in 2015, Lionel Messi was fined $15,000 for crushing the windpipe of a 12-year-old boy during a training accident. Messi said he thought the boy was the team's goalkeeper and wanted to prank him by driving the ball at him as hard as he could. He thought the keeper would jump out of the way, but the 12-year-old boy, who is terminally ill, simply didn't have the energy to move and the ball struck him right in the throat. The Make-A-Wish Foundation said although he got hurt, his wish of training with his favourite soccer team was still fulfilled and he won't be getting a do-over. Oh, tough shit. That's what happens sometimes, Make-A-Wish kids. Life throws you fucking curveballs sometimes, so fucking you fucking deal with it.
Holy shit.
I remember Wayne Rooney for Manchester booted a ball in training and it went, before a game, and it went into the crowd and broke the arm of a small kid.
Really? Wow.
And I can't believe that hasn't happened in cricket. You see the fuckers slamming sixes into the crowd
all
the time.
Has a crowd person ever died?
You'd think so, but I don't know. I've never looked up.
Yeah.
But it surely that would have happened before. If that fucking ball hits you in the head, you're dead. If you're a little boy or girl.
Oh, man.
They have? Phil Hughes. Yeah, he tried to catch... He tried... Nothing.
Wasn't he batting?
Yeah, he was batting.
Like, as in using the bat?
And he used his skull to deflect.
So his helmet was shit.
Yeah, fuck.
That's what it was.
Sad day in Australian sports.
So Donald Bradman.
Oh, I've got some numbers.
Man, dude, look at the sweat.
Dude, I'm fucking like... It's just thick, hot air.
Why you have air conditioning?
Well, it didn't come with that.
Jackson's always so disappointed when he comes to this shithole.
He didn't have any toilet paper for weeks. He brought his own, he said today. He had to have a shower after his shit because that's the norm now. And then he goes in the shower and it doesn't even work. It like has the shittest stream ever.
All right, well, let's do the questions while Jackson's sitting here.
Roger.
So now we're going to bring on our first guest. I'll get out of the way. You can jump in the... I'll move over and you can sit here. He's on social media. You've probably heard of him. Jackson O'Doherty. If you haven't, go and give him a follow. He's just sort of starting out. So have a look at his shit. See what you think. He's doing quite well. And he's got one of the biggest OnlyFans in the world. Yeah. Good energy, everyone. Great energy.
Do I look at the camera?
You can look wherever the fuck you want. Just make sure you don't maintain eye contact with Matt for too long because he gets like
I feel really far
sexual.
From you.
Yeah, it's
friskified.
Hello, everyone. It might have been a while, and yes, I know, I look fat, my hair looks shit, and I'm a bit irrelevant now. I'm not funny anymore, and I do porn and stuff. Fucking shut up. Just shut the fuck up. All right? I do porn. Just shut up. I fucking love it.
Yeah, so
I'm still a nice fucking person, all right?
But you did have a goal going into OnlyFans, and you achieved that goal.
If you're going to do something, you do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
I
right.
should probably speak into this. But yes, I have been filming new content lately, actually. I'm a little bit over the porn game now. And yes, I know my children are going to see it. Fucking who cares?
So you're coming
it's
back.
It's sort of hot.
It is sort of hot. Not for children, but I mean for me.
Yeah.
And like people are like, what are your kids going to think? I'm like, my kids are going to think that their parents are legends when they invite their entire school over for a fucking pool party at their mansion.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, dick. Fucking dick.
Oh, man.
I'm getting a bit fired up. Sorry, guys. It's bloody good to see you. That was just a G up.
But you are coming back. You're coming back to the... What are you going
to
be doing?
I am making a bit of a return to social media. Is this good how I'm speaking?
Yeah, you're good.
It's nice and clear.
Put a fist in front of it, you're good.
I just got into the old adult industry for a little because I met my lady friend and, you know, she was already doing it. And I just thought, fuck it. Like, people have seen me naked and, you know, it's a win-win because now, one, no one can leak my nudes or sex tapes. I don't have to worry about someone holding anything against me. Two, I made a lot of money out of doing it. And three, I fucked a lot of pretty girls for it.
Yeah, so yeah, we're exactly right. I remember before you did start OnlyFans, there was a lot of videos of your dick already out there anyway.
Exactly. So there's nothing to really lose in doing it. And, you know, the world's normalizing sex so much. And the people that hate or have a problem on pornography, it's kind of weird because everyone watches porn, masturbates, has sex, Matt, loves movies.
Matt fucking loves it.
I've heard that Matt loves it. Mm. And, you know, everyone watches movies and TV shows and music videos with sexual stuff in it and nudity and... It's like they just hate it when someone makes money out of it, which is fair enough. Cool. Whatever the world is the way it is. I love you all. And yeah, I kind of forget what your question was.
Yeah, well, everyone, what's everyone's biggest fucking, what's the most annoying thing that people say about this shit? Because you were getting fucking so many people who were against it when you first started because you were like the first fucker.
Now everyone's doing it. Yeah, to be fair, the hate was there for like the first, maybe maximum the first month, like the first week or two people got over it. But in all fairness, I was posting some pretty funny shit on there. It wasn't just hardcore porn. Like, there was a bit of comedy and stuff mixed in with the sexualized stuff, which I personally think's funny.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, exactly. Underbelly.
We're saying names of shows.
Underbelly. Power, Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent.
Blue Heelers back in the 90s was a great show. You got fucking Home and Away.
Oh, Neighbours.
You got the Logies. Logies.
Wrong.
Arthur. There's nothing wrong with fucking.
Yeah, well, you fucked and you did what you wanted to do. You fucking set yourself up and now you can go back to making social media videos. So,
and everyone was like, "Oh, it's going to ruin your career." And I was like, it didn't do anything to my career. I'm already known as a fucking idiot. Like, I'm just a guy on the internet who makes dumb, messed up, somewhat offensive videos here and there. And I've been throwing up on my friends and getting pissed on and lighting fireworks on fucked up shit for years. I think the least of my concern is having sex on camera or whatever. My dick's this big. That's what makes this even better.
It is not that small.
Oh, on the flop, on the hard.
It's like a bloody jackhammer though, isn't it?
Like a sewing machine.
So what are you going to do? Oh, so next year you're going back to you're leaving us again, aren't you?
I would love to play a porno right now.
All right, well fuck it.
Show us some of your work,
let's
mate.
Next to Matt.
Let's get some OnlyFans-esque content here. Lockie, can you come over here and just show everyone your dick?
It's so. Jackson's
we did a threesome the other day with a married friend of ours, Isabel, and it was really fun.
If we can have this on.
You can have it. It's just sound.
Oh, yeah, the sound's going to be good. His tongue's in an asshole right now.
Not my girlfriend's asshole either.
That moaning is him.
There you go. It's something about mates, watching mates
I'm just
fuck.
Trying to describe it. That he's jackhammering as hard as he can.
You hear the voice? That's Maddie encouraging me. She's a fucking legend. Fucking legend.
Oh, that's good.
Man.
I know everyone's got mixed opinions and I support and respect every relationship out there. But for me, personally, I think it's smart that Maddie lets us do threesomes and has fun because it gives me, I'm never going to cheat now.
And it's business.
Yeah,
it's a business.
Money. It's
cash. It's like some guys only cheat because they get a bit bored of sex. If you keep your sex life entertaining, you're not going to cheat. As long as you don't get feelings for the other person you're fucking and stuff, it's just a bit of whatever.
Do you reckon you'll have kids one day?
Probably not.
Oh, well, there
you go.
Can't
even keep a dog for 2 months, let alone a kid.
Most of the arguments of people saying, oh, your kids will see it, they won't if you don't have one.
Have one for a bit.
Yeah, well, just a trial adoption or something.
Can you do that? Can you do a trial adoption?
Well, yeah, like foster surely. Kids. Surely you can go to one of them bloody one. Countries and bloody just look after one for a bit.
I might get a black child. Like Brangelina. Yeah. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got black kids. Why can't I?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Look how well it worked out for them.
What happened?
I think they got divorced.
They got
because
divorced.
Of the kids.
And is he back with Angela or is that just
no, he's dating fucking... No, Jennifer, the friends girl.
Yeah, is he back
there's,
with
there's huge rumors he's dating Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's the one, seen, Jennifer Aniston.
I've seen it. It's all over the fucking woman.
There's another lady as well who's not hot.
Brad Pitt's a fucking... Do you know Brad Pitt doesn't even have an Instagram account?
Yeah, wow. I don't get...
He's that cool. He doesn't even want social media.
Maybe he invented Instagram.
I think he did.
That's why he doesn't have it. That would make sense.
But yeah, all in all, I am excited to come back and start making some funny shit again. I mean, this year with COVID, it's just fucking, it's such a write-off year anyway.
It's been such a shit fucking year.
It's just like, fuck it. And I just used my brain and thought, so many people are stuck in their countries or inside quarantining, isolating, curfews.
Wanking.
Wanking. And it's like, people are getting all these government checks and that. And then what are you going to spend it on? Like maybe drugs and alcohol, but how long till that gets boring? You're going to go on Netflix, Amazon, buy movies, buy porn, all this shit. Like there's nothing else to spend your money. You can't go out to dinners. Well, you can now, but... Never used to for a while. I'll be able to go for dinners. The gyms were shut in America anyway. So fuck it.
Yeah, dude. It's
I want
made
you guys to make an OnlyFans.
Yeah, we've often said worst case scenario if the website goes to shit and everything gets all our accounts gets deleted, we'll just make an OnlyFans, make a really hard sex tape, Michael will just be running away from me in the house.
Crazy. It sounds a bit like a rapey.
And I'm not gonna if that ever happens, I'm not gonna tell Michael what we're doing. I'm just gonna walk through the fucking door, wild eyed, tear my shirt off, and then he'll know and start running around, and I'll pin him. Down
you
and
have
and
a camera on the top of your head.
A GoPro.
A GoPro on my shaft and on my head.
Oh.
And then it begins. Cat and mouse. We'll call it cat and mouse.
Jesus. Is there any countries in the world that bestiality is legal?
Yes, Kazakhstan.
Really?
No.
Nah.
No, I think that's true.
It's fucking hot in here.
Yeah. Look at it, dude. Look at my arms.
Yeah. These cunts like make good enough money to supply their own houses with air conditioning.
Jackson gets
have
so
a normal fun. Toilet and toilet paper and a shower.
And a car. Jackson always gets so annoyed because we have the shittest cars and there's always something wrong with them. And the shit.
Hey, I've had
houses.
A shit car before, but you gotta make sure the cunt works.
Yeah.
Michael's car is hanging off. Like it's like
it's covered in coins and shit.
It's my wallet.
Yeah, it's your big wallet, baby. I'm practicing for our OnlyFans.
How many people are watching these now?
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's a split audience between YouTube and Spotify. All I know is they're good.
You got this on Spotify?
Yeah,
Spotify. We got audio downloads. I think we had about 5,000 audio listens last week.
It's pretty groovy.
But
this is like the eighth best podcast in Australia now.
There is
Listener's
only eight.
Choice Award. Ah, fuck. Everyone, look away. Look away, everyone. Move.
Okay.
Oh, no. Please.
Oh, that was a shit one. It didn't last long. We're so sweaty.
You think that has a
We're
place?
So sweaty.
Can you put this on YouTube like that?
Oh man, that really took it out of me. It's been a busy few days.
He's been saving it.
Oh, man, now I know.
Why is the floor so fucking wet?
I don't know. I think it's that sweat.
I hate this house. I'm trying to put my feet down and be comfy, and they're just doing this. Yeah, they're just fucking moving.
Oh, my sweat.
Oh, you fucking so
my sweat.
Yeah.
My sweaty boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, but next year, but are you going to be in America or Australia? You don't know yet. He's showing everyone his jaw and chiseled face. You're missing out if you're listening to it. Jump on
I was
YouTube.
Funny until the Botox.
Oh, you got Botox?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I did.
Sorry. Dr. Umed.
Nah, I got a little bit under my eyes. some people are born fucked like me. Sometimes your eyes are just always souping down, looking black, and people were making fun of me. I got insecure and I beat up my missus and did that.
Yeah, I remember when you slammed her real hard. Eh? You fucking punched that bitch cunt.
No, Maddie, really. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. What were you saying about America? Yeah, we'll see what happens. This is my H2O.
You can have some, man.
I don't want it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe America. I don't know. We'll see wherever the wind takes me. I want to go and do a bunch of DMT, see how I feel after that. And then,
yeah, yeah. Jackson was saying before that he's...
Never done it.
He feels like it's time for some sort of psychedelic to maybe... to give him some direction.
Maybe the porn was just an accident.
Why are you leaning so far away? Why don't you lean in closer
it's
with
so
me?
It's so fucking hot.
Oh, come
dude,
on, baby.
You're dripping.
Oh, dude, I'm just like, whatever now. Just embrace it and let me be with you.
I would stay... I would stay at a hotel if this was my house. Like, I'd be here during the days or something. I would just fuck this house up for content.
Well, let's have... We got some fucking chilies to eat.
It's going to be so fucking hot here. Pop that in your bloody mouth and have a bit of a chew on that, mate.
Oh!
Your bloody teeth, though, brother.
Oh!
Michael's leaning right
he's
away
so
from the
sweaty.
Microphone. Yeah, some in the
he's
middle.
He's literally just dripped on me.
Yuck, wow. You did.
Dude, I don't know what to do right now.
All right, let's do some fucking questions and get this
shit. Oh, yeah,
shit
I forgot
done.
About the fucking questions. Let's hear some.
I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't you want to just make this?
Oh, you're fucking rubbing it on me.
Shh. Hey, hey, come on.
Like, if you go to work and do a podcast, make it nice and cool.
Yeah, you're right. Next year, we can't have this problem again. Because this will stop. This will, like, I don't even want to be in this room anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, we got to fucking...
We got to like...
I finished Assassin's Creed Valhalla in 40 hours.
Oh, shit. Tell them the truth.
I finished 40 hours of gameplay and then watched the rest on YouTube.
Still on the first mission.
Oh.
All right, Matt.
No, I just do it with all games. It's not that fun doing it for too long.
Yeah.
It's some powerful ADD.
That 40 though. Hours, mind you, was in like less than a week and I have other shit to do. Like, fuck.
Yeah, you got to work.
Yeah, I want to just do a bunch of DMT and see where it takes me.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
you.
A good idea.
I think I'm ready. You shut up.
He's fucking ringworming.
We'll get a better house.
All right, Mel, let's
I've
start
missed
these questions.
Guys.
All right, first question came in from Sam Warner. What are your three favorite words in English?
Salamander is great.
Salamander is a good word.
That's a suburb in my hometown, Salamander.
It's also a type of lizard, I believe.
It actually is a suburb in my hometown.
In Newcastle?
Not that I talk about my shitty hometown, but...
Memphis? Yeah. I like the word Memphis.
And
snot? Snot's good.
There's nothing up there.
There's
a little bit of chalky.
Oh! Oh!
Not there. That's...
Ooh. Shit. Ooh.
Yeah, snot...
Trump lost.
Fucking what else? Favorite word? Fuck? Fuck's is just classic, good... And like take.
One?
Take.
Take's a decent word.
That's dece.
It's got a lot of meaning.
It's got a lot
next
of volume.
Question.
Next question is from Lossip. Would you go to somebody's funeral who didn't go to yours?
How do you know that?
I think that's the trick of the question.
Yes, I probably would.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Just because someone's mean
you
to you doesn't mean you do it back.
Two wrongs don't make a funeral.
Because you might die and they don't go to yours, but then when they die and you're a spirit, you can go to theirs as a spirit.
Exactly.
That's just fucking stupid.
Michael, you've ruined the
podcast. Next question is from Holly. This is for Jackson. Jackson, where do you see the state of OnlyFans in the next 5 years?
Fuck, I don't even think it's got a solid year left, to be honest.
Ooh.
Like... Oh, I mean, it very well might. I'm pretty sure there's a few hundred million users. There's more users. More people have an OnlyFans account than on Twitter right now.
Really? Holy fuck.
Do you average, think- there's around 350 to 400 million on Twitter, sorry, and I believe there is now more on OnlyFans.
Wow.
They've paid out $1 billion to their creators in less than 12 months. How fucked is that?
God, they'd be so rich right now.
Do you think OnlyFans is only really booming because we got stuck in quarantine?
Fucking oath. 100%. Because you've had Snapchat Premium, Pornhub Premium. You have it all... You're like, OnlyFans isn't the first thing to do this stuff. Like, it is kind of their own platform. Like, there's never been something like that where you can go live and post stories and do messages. And it literally is just like having Instagram. Really.
Well, you can go live on there as well.
You can go live on there. Really? You can comment, you can like, you can message people. It's pretty cool how they've set it up. But, like, I do think a lot has come down to it being COVID and stuff. But at the same time, you've had people like Cardi B and Bella Thorne, that actor, Tyga. You've had some huge A-list celebrities jump on it this year and, like... I think it's just blown it up. It's like people aren't really even hating anymore. I mean, they probably are, but what can
there'd be too much to hate now. Like, literally so many people have.
Well, it's like I saw a lot of people put me down when I started, and within 3 months, they're fucking on the doing it.
Yeah, of course. As soon as someone does something new, no one likes change.
And I don't really care. Change. I don't really care about getting hated in the beginning. Like, it's just same as everything. It's like any video we do, there's always going to be people that hate it. Like,
yeah, well, people were very nasty when we started our subscription website. Yeah. I remember they said very nasty things in my Michael Cry.
Sellouts.
So sad. Mm. Yeah,
sellouts. How is it being a sellout?
Yeah, that's what we explain to people. We want to put these videos on social media, and if they were shown to everyone, then we would.
Then why don't you post it to the website for free? Well, it's just like, why would you hurt yourself and do disgusting shit and put all this work in for zero? Like, obviously, we are, like, people don't make social media content purely for money. Like, I think that's the long-term goal, is to make financial freedom out of doing it, but you do it because you enjoy it. But when Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Twitter and all this shit take your content down and fuck with you, I think it takes the fun out of it, and it's like, well, fuck, what am I doing it for? I'm putting in all this effort and time, wasting all of my money. I'm just making myself broke to entertain others. Other people that will forget about me the day that I stop making videos. So fuck it, do a website, charge a few dollars. People that really enjoy your stuff and are invested in your content and like you as people will support you and spend that few dollars. You don't hear the 100 million people with a Netflix account whinging about their $5 they pay on.
And as long as we're still making content for the people who can't afford it, which is what we're doing, so it's like, fuck off.
It's just an extra thing. It's like you're still making free content. You're still doing your thing. You're still engaging. You're making more harmless content. But it's like people aren't going to go to a fucking boxing match or watch something on Foxtel or a pay-per-view sport or go to the cinema and expect to see things for free. It's entertainment.
Yeah, and plus now social media with all the restrictions, no one sees our videos anyway. So even if we wanted, if we were allowed to, so we don't make any fucking money from
social
media.
That's half the reason I did OnlyFans as well. He's like, I'm fucking sick of not, like, you can't kiss someone on social media unless you're fucking some little American prick. But, like, being here, I feel like we get super fucking targeted in this country because the people that work in social media here, not going to mention names or go down this route, but I think, like,
I hate kangaroos.
They do. They're just so late. They're so far behind the times. See, in America, every creator gets, like, a person from every single platform to be like their partner manager who'll be like, look, this video might get taken down in a day if you don't remove it, or hi, don't do this stuff, or do you need any help, any answers, any questions? Here it's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And it's like, once you grow to a level in Australia and you outgrow that micro influencer circle of people, it's like they just throw you to the wolves and they literally come after you. It's like the Australian social media people do not want to see you make money, where in America they support it and they help you, they work together. But
yeah, it is very hard to get support in Australia for it.
I think there's a good culture here. I do think, like, there is a lot of people that are cool in this country, but it also, out of everywhere I've lived, I've done a year or two in the UK. I've spent nearly all year in America, and I've done trips everywhere. And I don't know if it's just because we're from Australia that we notice it, but I feel like Australia is a pretty, like, lower supporting sort of place. It's like that tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like there's not a lot of people doing these big things. And it's like, whether you look at that Tones and I, that singer, she's fucking constantly getting roasted, hated. She's some harmless young woman who makes awesome music, and she's getting hated because of either the way she looks or the way her voice sounds. Like, fucking, if you don't like her, just shut up. You know?
I didn't realize that she was getting
hate. Dude, she gets heaps of hate.
Who is she?
That's the one. I like her. I think she makes cool music, but, like, it's just an example, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, you're not always going to be loved by everyone unless you're The Rock.
Or Lockie.
Or Lockie. Lockie's pretty loved.
Next question is from Holtzer Holtz. If aliens came down, how would you guys interact with them?
I'd fucking hug the shit out of them.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't be confrontational at all.
What if you go to hug it and it jolts?
I'd let it live with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't run at it. I'd slowly approach it, and with my arms out, big smile on my face, and just take all my clothes off and give it a gentle little hug, because if they wanted to kill us, they would have done it already.
Do you reckon aliens have an age, or are they just them?
I think it varies. A lot of them don't have sex organs.
A lot of them would have worked out living forever, I reckon.
I want everyone to know watching that I'm not having anxiety right now. I just have a bad problem with picking my nails and skin. I think it might be Tourette's.
Well, you're bleeding quite profusely.
Yeah.
Next question is from Dan Dorr. What is your favorite animal?
Mine is a cow, weirdly.
It's fucking dumb.
I think they're cute, but I don't want to fuck them.
In a way, cows are my favorite and least favorite because of what they bring out in me. That fuck rage. But probably a dog or a husky. A dog, or a fucking like a weasel.
A weasel?
Yeah.
I like weasels. You know what? In all honesty, I like platypus.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They got those little poisonous spurs on them.
Yeah. Yeah,
platypuses look cool, though.
Mm, slip away a little bit fast.
And a king cobra. I like
very
king cobras.
Timid.
Like that.
We saw one once, remember?
Yeah. A king cobra in Australia?
Oh, sorry, platypus.
Oh. I don't think there is that here. Maybe.
Next question is from Coke Penguin. No offense in any way, but does Marty partially support Hitler's beliefs?
Look, I understand why, like, it makes sense that someone would ask that.
You know, Without that beard, you would be. Because of my behavior.
But look, I can't say that genocide is a value of mine, so no.
What is it? Genocide?
Yeah. Roger.
Fuck.
Next one is from Stoner Life. Would you ever do a video going out in public as Arnold Fine?
Yeah, but I don't, people would just be like...
You have to have the outfit.
Let me rewind a bit. Who is that?
Arnold Fine is a prank call character, this Russian guy.
He's Russian or German or a mixture of...
He's Russian, but he has a German accent.
Is it open for interpretation?
Yeah.
All right. So he's Czech Republican.
Yeah.
Could be.
It could be, but and I don't think people would react that much. You need to do something fucked for people to react. But maybe. I'll try it.
When's the last time you guys filmed like a public prank video?
Yeah, I know. We want to film one. Yeah, I know. Mm.
Well, it gets harder for them, because especially in Brisbane, because they get recognised quite quickly, especially in like
shopping
centres.
We should probably
go
up to Townsville.
Yeah, or just to Ayers Rock or something.
There's no colour TV there.
Shit. Well, that fucking scratches that. What are you doing, mate?
I'm itching.
Can you stop?
I'm itching.
I'm like hot.
I know, dude. It's fucking uncomfortable.
Next question is from Kyle. Would you guys ever be up for an overnight stay at a haunted house to film for a vlog?
Next year, our content's going to be a bit different. It's not going to be just quickly getting video after video out. We're going to put a bit more time and effort in. And fucking oath, we're going to go to some haunted houses. Mm. We're going to go try find aliens. We're going to... What do you want to do? You want to go...
I want to go to bakeries.
Michael wants to visit all the different types of bakeries and just find out who has the best sausage rolls.
I have an idea. If anyone's... When you mentioned aliens, we should go to Nevada. We should dress up as... All of us dress up as Ned Kelly and the gang. And we should walk into Area 51.
Oh, should we do the Raka Raka and line up at the front gate?
No, but they didn't go in. Like,
oh, he didn't, did he? No, they just sort of stood at the front.
They had a big party there.
If we get enough drones, we could harness ourselves to them and fly ourselves in.
Dressed as Ned Kelly. We won't get killed because it's bulletproof.
Exactly.
Are you guys shooting more vlogs next year?
Yeah, vlogs will be on the website. Yeah.
You're doing more vlogs as well, aren't you, Jackson?
Was I sorry?
You're going to start doing more vlogs again.
I am going to start doing vlogs again. I'm going to probably go down to Adelaide in January and catch up with the Raka Raka guys, maybe start shooting vlogs. But it's a fucking tricky situation right now. It's just like, I get fucking my ADHD and impulsive behaviors and stuff. I just get so fucking bored so quick.
I saw you kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But like, I get bored quick, and I know if I start vlogging, I'm probably going to, I need to change shit. You know, I want to do a couple of months here, then I want to go somewhere else and I want to go to the UK, then fucking do some Europe or some shit and go through Thailand and eat fucked up foods and do gross shit and sleep with a transgender.
You jump around like a fucking a human flea.
I think it is the only thing that keeps me sane. Like,
but
somehow
it's worked. Somehow it's just worked out.
Well, that's been my plan my whole life, is like, no matter what I've got doing at the time, whether I own a house or rent the house, whatever, it's like if things get boring for me or if I get a bit of a rut mentally, I just pack a little bag and jump on a plane and then I'll just come back when I'm happy again.
Yeah. You leave the bag there and just bring a whole new load shit back.
I know when I left the house in Brisbane a couple of years ago, when I ended up spending like 7 months out of the country in the UK, and that Scott had to like move all my shit out of the house and everything because I just left everything, and he left my car at Nigel's and I left it there for like a year of getting tickets.
What the fuck?
Tickets.
That's right. Whatever happened with that?
It just eventually went away, like all things.
Just leaves his car on the side of the road and then eventually it's just gone and nothing, no one's ever heard from it again.
No shit. It literally had like 100 police sticker things on it, fine after fine, which I never fucking paid.
Oh my God. Yeah, apparently, where the fuck is fines, that car?
Someone took the plates off.
That wasn't a bad car. That was probably worth like, at least 10?
The only reason we didn't take it is because it was unregistered.
Maybe like $6,000 by the time, because it was a Volkswagen Jetta and the diesel in it was fucking amazing. It was a bit dirty and that was some scratches from me being careless. But
you can get fines and you just don't pay them and they go away.
Well, I don't know where they go, but they eventually, you just stop getting them.
They go to the iCloud.
Yeah.
But it's true. I don't remember the last time that I paid a fine. My credit rating's probably fucked.
We still haven't gotten our fines from the AFL thing yet. Oh, yeah. Better get on that.
I wouldn't pay them.
Next question's from Jacob Dickinson. If you guys were exposed to nuclear radiation and got superpowers, what would you want them to be?
Controlling time?
Yeah, if you control time, you control everything.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I would just want a massive cog, that's all.
Okay.
I would be called the Big Dick Man.
Oh, big. BDM.
Mandingo.
Captain Big Cock.
And your cock-shaped cape.
And I'd use my loads of cum to drown people like Spider-Man web. Like cover people.
His uniform would be a big testicle. Pull up to your neck.
I'd probably want it to look kind of cool. I'd want to like, yeah, maybe a big testy.
Or at least the scrotum textured skin.
Off my chin.
Big cock man. He'll fuck the bad guys to death.
I reckon I'd fuck a bloke.
He'll blow them down.
Fucking hell. Next question is from Justine Binger. She touches on what we talked about as sleep paralysis last week. She used to suffer from sleep paralysis. She got it about 8 times in a day once. That's pretty intense.
Wow. What?
Have you ever had it?
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Have you ever sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis. It's where you sort of, you're awake, but your body's still asleep.
Are your eyes open?
No.
Well, sort of.
I don't know. Maybe. I never looked at
myself. It feels like they're open, but they're probably closed.
I don't know. I've heard of it. It's like a move in Pokemon. Paralysis. Paralyze your opponent.
I think Pokemon invented sleep paralysis.
Yeah, they started it. And their question was, which is what we were touching on before, what is your belief in the paranormal?
Oh, look, my beliefs have been undergoing quite an enormous change over the last recent years. I've always wanted to, but I've never had the proof to go by. I'm annoyingly always very logical. I need evidence. And unless there's, you know, overwhelming evidence.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It takes a lot to convince me. But, I'm finding myself more inclined to believe it.
I'm the same as that. I need to see shit to believe it.
Charlie was the deal for me.
Yeah.
Fucking
what?
Spoke to the spirit Charlie.
Yeah, we've had some fucked up shit happen too. It's fucking insane. Bro.
He had a flirt with me.
We saw ghosts in America.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Raka Raka boys.
We went to that same mountain to do a Ouija board and nothing happened.
Oh, I don't like Ouijas. Not on. Next question is from Az.
We're doing one. First episode back next season. Yeah.
No. thank you, legends, obviously, for a great year, including you, Jackson. Just thanking you guys for a great year.
Even me?
Yeah, even you.
I didn't do anything.
Maybe he's an OnlyFans member.
Maybe. Question for everyone on the podcast, including Jackson. What is it like being...
the best.
Yeah, pretty much. What is it like being so known on social media and how does it affect your life?
That's fucking shit.
Yeah, you don't really like it anymore, eh?
It's not that I don't like it anymore. I just fucking... Half the cunts that come up to me say the weirdest shit, like, do a backflip, like, what?
Do a silly salmon.
And, like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, it's not that I don't like it, like, I love making people laugh still, and I love seeing good reactions and messing with people and even annoying people and that, and I love getting love off people, like, in the streets and stuff, but I don't know what it is, I just fucking...
It is very anxiety-inducing sometimes, though, when you notice, you know, and, you know, obviously we're not at that level, but you definitely notice eyes on you and you just feel like you kind of fully relax.
It's just like, because like, it's like people expect you to constantly be the way you are in your content, which just isn't like...
You should be eating ass always.
Just walking around with Maddie up. No, but it's true, it's like... Just because we make funny shit on the internet or porn or whatever the fuck it is we do, it's just like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, well said.
Good.
It's like actors in movies. It's like, not that we're acting. I think that's the difference between social media is that we kind of are our true selves in our content and all this stuff. But it's like, we also aren't like that 24/7.
Yeah, it's a snippet of a very high energy part of the day, and then all of those snippets put together.
I think a lot
video.
Of people can relate to it because it's like everyone has their fucking highs and lows and these things, and it's like I deal with my shit. I've dealt with a lot of mental health problems. Everyone fucking just about has. All of you guys, we all have. But like, I could just be in such a low state and just don't want to have to see anyone, and I need to go down to the shop to get some shit or need to go do something, and then I have 10 people run up to me and say hello or whatever, and it's like. I don't want to be rude or give them a bad impression or whatever because I'm in a fucked mood and I'm like trembling in anxiety, not wanting to speak to anyone, and I just have to put a smile on and not be rude. And sometimes people are a little bit rude to me, and I'm trying to like bite my tongue because I'm like, fuck, these people, if I be rude back, they're going to have that stained image of me just being a rude cunt.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's difficult.
That's the only shitty thing about it. Other than that, I like doing it. Like, it's always been good fun. Like, it's what I've wanted to do.
And at the beginning, like, it is fucking the novel. Like, the novelty is still there. You're like, it's so cool when people are like, oh, watch your videos. But yeah, I can see how it would get old after a while.
He had a follow up question as well for Jackson. He said, Jackson, have you ever been to Sarajevo? Sarajevo?
Spell it.
It's capital of Bosnia.
Yeah, I've been to Sarajevo. It's pronounced, I think, Sarajevo. Sarajevo. I went there like 2.5-3 years ago.
What the fuck were you?
Is it a girl or a guy? And why are they Bosnian?
Yeah, must be. I'm guessing.
Disi lepa. That means you are beautiful.
Oh.
I hope he comments.
What were you doing there? Holidays?
No, I went to see Irvin, and then we drove from Sarajevo from Bosnia. We drove to Split in Croatia. It was like a 4-hour drive, maybe.
I heard it's really beautiful.
It's amazing. We drove past that massive bridge that everyone jumps off.
Yeah.
Really famously known huge bridge that everyone jumps off.
To kill themselves?
No. Like the Red Bull thing.
Oh, right.
It's a fucking famously known bridge.
Is it diving? Red Bull diving?
Did you jump?
No, I didn't because it was fucking, I don't know, the birds chirping. Anyway, but like we drove to Split and I asked Irvin, can we stop so I can jump off? And he's like, no, we've got to be at this meeting. And I was like, shit, damn, I really wanted to jump off. But we went to Split in Croatia for the Ultra Music Festival in around August, I think it was, 2017, yeah. And I remember he taught me how to say you are beautiful in Bosnian because I think it means the same in Croatian, if I'm right. And I was just running around this festival telling every girl a few times as well.
Did it work?
Yeah, I got a few kisses.
Yeah, boys.
I got a few kissy poofies.
All right, last question is from Lake MacBogan. I'm going to change my name to Jackson's just for this one. But Marty, Michael, and Jackson, if you three were the human centipede, who would want to be in each? Who would you want in each position?
I think Jackson in the middle.
Makes sense.
Well, I guess it's a ring though, right? Would it be an enclosed circle?
One person doesn't have to eat ass, or is it a three-way?
You could do it either way. You could have a circle or you could have a three-way.
Can I would join?
No, the centipede is a
Let's make it a
line.
Circle.
Yeah, it's a line though.
Then we're all doing the same shit.
So someone's going to have to be in the middle.
It's a circle.
No, if you're doing a circle, everyone's getting their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're eating ass.
Oh, man, imagine having the
I reckon it should be Jackson in the middle because then he gets to eat ass like he loves.
And get my ass eaten, which I also love. That's a win-win. Yeah. Let's do it.
And Marty. Marty,
I'll have to wrap my lips around Jackson's asshole.
No, you'd fucking.
Such a powerful tongue.
Because it's. Oh, I guess if it's a centipede.
I've got a lot of hours backed up of ass eating, too. Whoever gets me licking their ass is going to be in for a treat.
Oh!
Oh, yes!
That would be me.
No, seriously.
Yeah,
Bob.
Michael enjoys the odd shit just for a delicacy. So perhaps maybe Michael sew his lips to Jackson's buttocks.
Actually, it'd make more sense for me to eat shit.
Yes, Michael enjoys dabbling in the shit connoisseur quite.
I had shit on my face the other day.
I would like to ask a question.
Yeah.
Of course. Sorry.
What are these fucking things?
We nearly became a centipede.
Oh, it's so hot.
Do you have people that send you this shit?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
We got three P.O. box fucking things.
I'm worried if I give it a P.O. box, I'm just going to get some fucking pipe bomb or something.
Yeah, that's what I am so scared of. I'm so scared that people are going to send us anthrax.
Like, I open mine and acid just explodes in my mouth.
Pipe bombs and sex toys for you.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm sweating up a storm.
Have you ever thought about doing your own sex toy line?
We almost did it in like, fuck, maybe May or April or some shit, because Maddie has already had a mold done for like a pocket pussy, and I was going to do one of my asshole for all the gay people we've got a lot of gay people on our OnlyFans, and I was going to do one of that because there's no point in me making a mold of my dildo. It's like a thumb, but like we were going to do one of Maddie's puss and my asshole and do that, and we had a company that we're going to do it, a really big company, and I reckon we would have made a lot of money, but like we just never really got around to doing it.
He's got to do it.
All right, well, thank you very much for... We'll open the P.O. Box presents together, but thanks for coming on again, and we fucking...
Jackson?
We love you, and we support you in whoever you
showing
fuck.
Showing his talent.
All right?
Jackson?
That's him saying thank you. That's how he cries. He's being very emotional. It's okay. It's all right.
Don't you fucking touch me.
Hey, come over here. We'll have a little hug for a little.
Oh, fuck that. Nah, it's too fucking hot.
So uncomfortable. I am so hot. I'm like lightheaded from the heat.
I know. I'm fucking... I'm so sleepy.
What's happening here, huh?
Paul Gallen fights tomorrow night.
All right. Oh, fuck. Now we got... Man, we're going to be cramped up again. Quickly, Lockie, get over here.
It's coming down. I can see it.
Let me... well, it's the season finale, so it doesn't fucking matter anyway.
It was lovely to come on here and touch base with everyone. I really appreciate you guys that are watching. You're all bloody legends, even the ones that don't like me. But that's cool. Fucking love yous.
Yeah, well, we fucking love you too, mate. You're a bloody good bloke and a bloody good
see
mate.
See you, Jackson.
Michael, you're out of frame.
All right.
Oh, really?
All right, for the next part of the podcast, we're gonna get we're gonna get fucking Lachlan Gottfried on. You've seen him in videos. He's a fucking little genius. We're gonna do the P1 boxing with him. And here he is. Without further ado, let's.
Okay, this is just a little quick shout out to someone who has sent us. A package like 5 times, apparently.
Yeah, 5 separate packages and they just haven't arrived.
So, fuck you, Australian Post.
It might be for many reasons. But yeah, he apparently sends us packages and they just never arrive.
So, thank you very much, Wayne.
Wayne, you're a fucking legend and thank you for trying to send all that shit through.
We appreciate it.
One of these might be Wayne's here. We don't know.
You never know. But we love you, Wayne.
Oh, I think this is. Look, this is signed by Wayne.
Is this mine?
Fuck yeah. All right, everyone, this is Lachlan. Lachlan, how you fucking been, man?
Hey,
yeah.
Lachlan.
Yeah, mate, look, we're not too bad. We're probably going to have to buy another microphone for next season, eh?
Yeah. I like it like this. It's pretty easy.
I like it too, but Michael keeps leaning away from me.
It's just very fuck. It's so hot.
Come on,
I
man.
I hate this.
Let's be close, like we used to, man. Come on.
And another pair of headphones as well.
Speaking of hot... Should we fucking...
Oh, Lockie, bring it close. Yeah.
Should we dazzle in some hotness?
Let's just get it done.
It might, like, cool us down.
All right, so last week someone sent us these, like, super hot chilies. They're peanuts, and they're, like it says all these warning labels on them, and we said, you know what, we'll wait for next week when the boys are here, and we'll have one.
How many Scoville is it?
Should we have 3 each?
It's all of them. It's all of the Scovilles.
Should we have 3 each?
Only if Matt has 9.
It doesn't say. Oh.
I'd have one.
So scary when they don't write the Scovilles.
Yeah, it's not even food.
They've
I think it's like a... it's just more of like a...
I like hot stuff.
Like an ornament. Ooh. It's
How many do we have each? How many? 3?
No.
Just have one. Oh, they're big.
They look like rocks of paprika.
This is an amethyst.
All right, you ready, everyone?
Down the jaw they go.
Touch your eyes
man,
after.
It's gonna be so shit.
I fucking hate this chili shit. It's 70 degrees here. Anyway, all right, 3, 2, 1.
Are we flowing?
Oh, you can't get it going, my way.
I'm going to fall. Oh, I gotta wash it down.
Oh man, that's already quite painful. I only had it resting on my tongue. For a very short period of time. Oh, here we go. Get ready! Yeah. All right, while we're all in excruciating pain, let's start going through these P.O. box. Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's so fucking hot.
His first one's from Wayne. A bad out of 10.
Ah, pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. All right, we got gifts. We got gifts wrapped up.
Oh, my tongue is so fucking hot. Hey up. Please. Hey!
I don't
want that.
I
can
understand
it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne has written us a massive letter here. Oh man, I'm lightheaded a bit.
What did you just eat?
Well, I don't have water in my mouth, it hurts too much.
Do you want to... Oh, you eat hot nuts. Mm-hmm.
One of those ones, please. Yes, please. Oh.
I'm so glad I didn't...
All right, let's do this paperwork.
Thank you. It's a little bit cool in there.
Oh, I'm sweating.
All right.
Is it really that painful?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne has written us a massive letter to go with his present, but we'll read it after, Wayne. We're going to read it because it's like 2 huge pages and we've already been going for like an hour. But We're going to open the presents, all right?
Oh, I'm sweating. Matt, I'm sweating.
Here's one for you, mate.
Really? Oh, I got a present.
And we got one for Julian. You can open that one, Lockie.
Boom.
And we got a letter here for Michael. We got a letter here for Marty. All right, it says here, please open last and off camera. He sent us some notes, so we will do that. We'll respect your wishes, Wayne.
Michael looks like I'm sweating so much.
Michael looks like he's...
Well, I thought you were doing bad, Lockie. You're doing well. Michael's struggling.
I'm a very wet person right now. Very wet.
Oh, it's a sweaty old season finale, isn't it?
I spat it out.
I don't remember last season finale being quite so sweaty, was it? We used to have air conditioning.
Marty, you bitched out so hard.
All right, we have the complete series of Bottom.
Yes.
All right, this is a show I've never heard of before. It's a comedy series called Bottom. I'll hold it up to the camera. There you go. Looks like two dudes. It's three DVDs. And we will watch that, and we will let you know how it goes. We're on fucking holiday soon, so we're watching this, whether you fucking like it or not. You have been a fucking mute today because you don't want to come anywhere near me.
You really hot, and I'm very hot internally and hot.
Who sent that to us?
Wayne.
Wayne.
What do you got there, Lock?
Thank you, Wayne.
Julian got a waxen seal.
Holy shit, Julian's gonna love that.
Yeah, he
needs
it.
So when he writes to his pen pals, I know he's got a few.
Or when he does his, when he stamps his bags.
I wanted to say that. So, and then I'll leave this for him. It's a personal message for Julian.
And
are you in pain?
I'm doing pretty good, eh? All right, and we'll read these letters later, Wayne. And this is a thing of fucking schmackos for Bosley and Michael, I guess.
What did I get?
So thank you very much. We got the thing that I opened, this. Oh, cool. And you got a personalised letter, but he says to open it off camera.
Oh, beard oil. I got beard oil. Mate, what a legend.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you so much.
Drink some now.
Okay. And you got shampoo.
Did I?
No.
Oh.
That's bold. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, next. What do we have here, everybody?
Man. I believe this one's from Sabrina. Is that right?
That is correct. This is from Sabrina.
Oh, my God.
Long-time fan.
Fuck me.
From Bavaria. She sent this. Oh, this is difficult with three people?
Bavaria.
Where's that?
It's like near Germany.
Ach du lieber. I was on a scheiße, man. Oh, here, was haben wir hier? Was ist denn das? Hier willst du es haben, oder was?
Ow!
Oh, mal sehen, was hier drin ist, wa? Oh, mein Gott! Oh, so heiß heute, wa?
I walked a bit of the powder on my head, and now it's quite hot.
Oh, my God, we have an edible anus pure milk chocolate.
Yes!
Look at that! Let's have a look at the ass.
It'll be melted.
Yeah, that might be a bit melted. Oh, wow, it's literally like a little asshole. I'll hold that up to the camera. There you go. Matt, do you want an asshole?
Oh, yeah.
That's like what Michael sees when he's watching me do squirties.
Jackson's
going to
be so upset he's not here right now. Oh,
go! Oh.
Do you want one, Lockie?
Oh, they literally look like little assholes.
Yeah, little bum-bums, aren't they, Michael, eh? Yeah,
Man, Michael, it's not getting any easier. No.
Little bum-bums. All right, put them in your mouth. Apparently they're quite chilly, though, so be careful. You just see Michael Fanny cry. Oh, not bad. All right, Sabrina also sent a book that says, "Are you shitting me? 1,004 facts that will scare the crap out of you." Let's open a page at random and have a read.
I can't fucking do this.
My face is so hot.
Is that worse than the what other chili thing do we eat?
Chip.
Oh yeah, the chip.
Oh, it's a comb.
I reckon it's worse than chip.
Oh wow, that sucks for you guys.
Oh man.
Anyway. Investigators believe that thieves who broke into a Hooters restaurant in San Diego in 2013 stole the jukebox because they mistook it for an ATM. They likely realized their mistake and then tried to make a withdrawal and warrant cherry pie started playing. What the fuck? What?
Is your belly on fire?
Not my head. Do I wipe it? I held the nut in this hand and I wiped my head.
Oh.
It's like burning. It's just very powdery. It's very hot. I've got shit all over my face. A lot of the audience is telling me I have shit on my face.
Fact number 189. Fact number 190. Made of fermented fish, the Nordic dish surströmming smells so bad it's usually consumed outdoors. We've eaten
surströmming, you've had that. Oh, yeah, I was there for that. That was
disgusting.
Yeah, that was fucked up. And very nice book, so thank you for that. And we have some more presents to go through. What do we have here? A little wand or something like that, Michael, hey? Do you want to open that one, hey? Yeah, you can have a little look there. How's that, hey?
Did you run out of ice cream, Michael? That's it, you're fucked now. So hot.
I feel like it's getting well.
No, right, once you swallow that, you're done.
Shut up!
Right, Michael, this is for you. It's a little,
You're right.
A finger.
Fuck! He's right!
It's nice when it's in your mouth. Soon it's gone, done. That's it.
This is quite a silly idea, doing that right before the P.O. box, wasn't it?
Oh my god, he's so fucking look at my... You fucking cunt!
Yeah, I knew that. Wait, look how much bigger my present is than yours.
Oh.
Have a look. That's yours.
Okay. Oh! Now get more! Michael, please!
No. All right, so Michael received a little, what would you call that? Just a little finger. Something giving him the finger. And I've got this big, much bigger present here, a box. And inside it is...
A bigger
anthrax.
Oh, fuck.
We have... Oh, wow.
Oh, you got a mug.
Cool. A mug that says unt on it, but if you look at it in a certain way, it says cunt.
Oh,
you see
cute.
That? Very clever.
You're evil.
A cup of cunt. A cup of cunt I'll have later. And little letters in here. Shall we read them now too?
I can't fucking do anything. Just leave me alone.
To Marty. Something about this cup told me it would be the perfect cup for you. Let your tea taste even better with this special cunt cup.
Thank you.
Only for the bloodiest cunts of all cunts. Oh, thank you. What poem is that from? That's beautiful. Lovely words. Thank
That's
you.
Very cool.
Thank you kindly. Sabrina. Okay. Fucking beautiful. Michael will read his later. He's a bit unable to do anything.
Can you read
mine
for me?
No. No, I'm not fucking reading yours for you.
Is that was next to me.
Oh, look, he's just pulled out another little letter.
That's from me.
Anyway, this letter says, it's a Christmas letter because Michael hates them. Merry Christmas, legends. Keep doing weird shit. Science in inverted brackets. Christmas wishes, want to put the gloves on. I don't know what that means.
Well, I remember last podcast you said it was how much of a waste of time and money it is.
That's what you get, Michael. You get your fucking... You say it on a lot... Like, you're sending it. You serves you bloody right, mate, eh? All the fucking rubbish. Wow, what a good little P.O. box to finish with. Guys, if you want to send some shit in, we open everything live on the podcast. There it is right there. The letters and words
and stuff.
If you're
having a break, does that mean, like, your first podcast back is going to be so much shit?
Possibly, yeah. That's what happened last year. We had to go through a bit of shit. But, yeah, so fucking... And by the way, guys, the podcast will be back probably middle of Feb?
Yeah, probably early Feb sometime.
Early to mid-Feb, all right? But, yeah, thank you, everyone, for fucking sending so much shit through. We bloody love it. It's like Christmas every single Tuesday. Isn't that right, Michael? Hey?
I think it's getting better. I think it's starting to heal.
You
healing?
Can fucking finally talk?
It's getting a little bit better.
All right. Now, Lockie.
Yeah,
What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Oh, look. Jackson went on holidays for a bit, so I was just fucking at home, just playing so many games for like a ridiculous amount of hours.
Have you started twitching yet?
No.
You got to get on that, man. Yeah. It's so fun.
I don't know. How do you entertain people for so long?
Yeah, well, you don't even have to talk the whole time. People just want to watch you game, I've realized. We're lucky because there's two of us, so we can talk to each other. But if I was on my own, I don't think I'd talk.
I think
much
you have to either be like really funny or like kind of good at the game, like pretty good.
You're fucking heaps good at the games.
Nah,
and you're a funny little lad.
Not the games I play.
Which games?
League of Legends. It's like a very, you have to, I don't know the game. It would just be so boring if someone watched it.
Nah,
what
I feel
about like, Apex?
Yeah, I'm all right at Apex. I can do Apex.
Can you do like cameo Twitches where, say, these boys will start a Twitch stream and you can jump in and join them?
Of course we could do. I'm sure we could do something
like
that.
Sure we can do that.
And you can do heaps of shit. The Nelk boys are just gambling and shit online.
Man.
You could like stream Jackson's OnlyFans on Twitch. Get paid twice for the same content.
I saw some social media people. they streamed a live poker game on their Twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And played it together, a bunch of social media guys.
What else could you stream on Twitch?
I heard Twitch was strict. Is it?
Yeah, apparently it is. If you get your little fucking cock out, even a nut
I've thought about Twitching before, and I've thought of like things I could do. And I was like, imagine if like every $10 someone donated, I would just fucking rip a billy. and then I would just keep going until I'm fucking asleep.
Until you have
streaming.
Until you have a seizure, and then you come to and you got donated another $10.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'd just keep doing it.
That'd be like sweaty.
Oh man, I'm fucking. Oh. Head
this
is on fire.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah, come on our podcast. Come and sit in your own pool and sweat and sick.
You're right about the forehead touching.
Yeah, don't do it.
Oh my god!
Because like that's where I grabbed it and I like wiped the sweat off.
Mine's on fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, happens.
Fuck me.
It happens.
Oh, this
dude,
is
wipe
the best
it on your
Christmas
head.
Present.
Wipe it on your head.
No.
Did that hit your eye?
So close to my eye.
Oh, you'd
as if
done.
You caught it with your eyelids.
It like hit here. Now
he's on fire. Yeah. So what's your plan next year, Lockie? I guess you're just gonna fucking see what happens. Really,
yeah,
you don't have a goal or a fucking well, not a goal, but you don't have a set fucking process of things.
No, I should though. Like I'm so like.
Yeah, but you're so dude. How old are you? You're 22. Fucking 22. What were we doing at 22? You were fucks cunt. You didn't even know how to fucking ring a bank. You didn't know how to book an appointment.
Still get your mum to book your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, you didn't know how to make food. He'd eat gummy worms for dinner every night.
Everything's on fire.
So you're doing very well in comparison to some people.
Yeah, but then I see people like Jake Paul. What? Jake Paul is 23
yeah.
or 24. Like that is. Yeah, but that is like even Logan Paul's 24. That is like fucking crazy. 2 years older than me, and he is like, he literally acts like a 30-year-old. Like he's doing insane.
Yeah, but there's some people just like that. There's just fucking.
Jake Paul's gonna fight Conor McGregor.
Well, he's trying
he released some crazy shit today. He was like, "What's up, your Irish cunt?" That's what he said to Conor.
Surely Conor's just gonna go privately and just stab him or something.
This is fucked. It's on fire again. As soon as you run out of ice cream, everything's fucked.
Maybe give him a carrot.
There's
Matt.
A small bit of water here.
Okay, fuck this, man.
Do you want some carrot?
No, you can't eat carrots.
Oh, yeah. What about some baby spinach? Let that rest on your tongue.
Exactly. Just don't think about it.
Oh, hang on. There's a celery stick here.
Now, Lucky, you make some very you have some
full
very
of water.
Fucking.
It'll be good. Chew it.
Okay, you have some very funny ideas, and you've done some fucking banger videos to Jackson over the years and to us as well. You had a fucking great prank call idea earlier in the year that didn't come to fruition because it's sort of you're thinking about doing it while we went on our little mid-year break from filming for a bit. Tell everyone what you were going to do because it would have been so fucking good. It would have been on the podcast too.
I was about 30% of the way through almost. So what I was going to do. I had Julian take secret photos of Michael over like a week, and he would just take photos of like Michael out shopping. They would be at lunch and shit like that. And then like I had photos of inside Michael's house, and I was gonna mail it to him on his PO box, and he was gonna open it and just see all these fucking photos over him over this long period of time. That would have been stalking him.
Why didn't you do that?
That would have been so...
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know.
You would have freaked out because when you first moved in, you were so fucking paranoid and stressed out. You would have fucking fallen.
How would
you
have reacted like if you just like saw all these like over so long of a time?
Like I saw the photos, some of them. Like some of them were so good. It was like just a photo of like you could just see it was like from out in the front yard and just you like walking past the door and shit.
Julian did it so well. Julian even set it up and got... Julian in the photo as well.
Yeah.
So it was like it couldn't have been him either. Man, it was oh yeah.
Very clever. Very clever.
It was so hard to like just set up and plan.
I wish you did it.
Yeah. Maybe we could do it to Matt next year. We'll get him with it.
No, I'll still do Michael next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll still do it to him.
This is fucked, man. I can't get my fucking face is on fire from you throwing the nut. I can't touch here because I'm gonna spread it. Oh my god. What the fuck are they? Like they're Satan's seeds.
They're the peanuts.
I want to see how many Scovilles they are
the
after.
Carolina Reaper Peanut Challenge. Surely it says how many Scovilles.
I did a Carolina Reaper chip not long ago.
Hey, Lockie, yeah, can you explain that Scoville thing you're talking about?
Scoville. That's how they measure heat.
The heat. Oh, okay.
The hotness of things.
Oh, it doesn't say.
Like, I had the hottest thing I've ever had was like, like the third hottest sauce in the world. Something like that. I had it on a chicken wing and it was like, what's it called? 8 million Scovilles or something like that. And I think the burger that Burger Edge had was like 3 million Scovilles. So I had double that and more.
Oh my god!
And it was. Did you? Oh, you had the burger.
Yeah.
I had it too. But yeah, the wings I had were double that and a little bit more.
That's not even food. How the like?
No, no. So like the wing I had, you had to eat it with gloves, and you had to sign like a waiver. So like, oh, you just had to sign the waiver. Like this would burn your skin.
Yuck!
So I don't understand how you can put it in your mouth.
Like, you may as well start drinking fucking acid.
I did it at a pub, and I was just in the fucking cold room, just like holding my head against the wall because it was so cold. Like it was. Fucked.
I would have liked ridiculous. To see that.
Jackson would be in his car in the air.
Yeah. Jackson's fucking Gormsky's now.
He's probably about to get an Uber home. The heat's gone from my mouth now. It's better.
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
My face is on fire now from you throwing the flitter.
What about your little arm where I got you there?
My arm's okay.
Aww, damn it. Yeah, definitely like more nerve endings. Eye. More nerve fuck endings me. And stuff in your face. So yeah, makes sense.
What is?
This.
Yeah. 13 million SHU. Did you Google the right thing? Tube of Terror.
Tube of Terror. Yeah.
Carolina Reaper.
$40 for that tube. Fucking bargain.
Can't let it go to waste, boys.
There you go. No, I'm a bit bloody hungry, hey?
Pop another one.
Little baby nut.
Oh, fuck this.
I'm going to say this. This is good shit. I feel like I'm going to fuck with you with this somewhere. I'm going to put this in a little hidey place and maybe put some in your salad. Oh. Maybe put some in your
my
protein.
Face is on fire, dude.
Yeah, the face is still hot. My face is still very hot.
No!
All right, well, fucking hell. How long have we been going?
Aaron, 10.
Yeah, we've been
ooh,
going for a fucking
podcast.
Well, Lockie, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the nuts.
We fucking love you, and we fucking love Jackson, and we'll get yous on again next year, because with no doubt in my mind that this podcast next year will be one of the top tops.
What'd you come in that voting thing? What'd you come?
I think, what did we find out?
Seventh, I think.
Seventh.
That's not bad.
Fucking bullshit.
Who won it?
Some chicks. One of them was on The Bachelor.
No.
But one of them, I remember one of them is
on the Bachelor,
one was on The Bachelor.
She wrote reviews?
And they had the Uninspired Unemployed Boys on not long ago.
Oh, really?
That podcast, and we're six down from that. Anyway.
That's not bad.
Yeah, look, it's pretty fucking good. But what we need to do is get like aircon.
No, I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't minded
it. It kind of gives it like that unique, like, you know, not many podcasts have this.
Not many podcasts
are
in a sauna.
Feeling.
It's like Hot Ones, but except it's just a really hot house.
Yeah, you're never quite happy or comfortable, and that's what that's what we're all about here. Never quite being happy or fucking comfortable anywhere. All right, Lockie. Well,
thank you very
much for coming
on.
We'll see you in the new year. We love you, man. Maybe we'll kiss him. Let me lean in there and give him a little touch. There you go.
Stand at the side for this prank call.
I'm so excited.
Hopefully I don't fuck it up. All right, here we go. All right, everyone shut the fuck up. Yeah, no, it's great.
Domino's, this is Bailey. How can I help you today?
Oh, hello, Bailey. My name's Margaret. I'm just after a pickup order, if that's possible today at all.
Wait, was that a pickup or delivery, sorry?
Pickup, please, if possible, yeah.
Yep.
So I might, haven't had Domino's for a while, but I might get the barbecue chicken, and I'll get that one on thick crust, thanks.
Yeah, that's all good. So the barbecue chicken and bacon on deep, yep.
Yeah, that's the one, thank you. And then look, I'll get a couple of meat lovers, obviously. Classic. Everyone loves bloody meat lovers. And what sort of is there some sort of meal deal we can do here? Like, if you order heaps of pizzas, is there some sort of meal deal that we could do, or is it just sort of too big an order for that?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you throw in a garlic bread and balls or string, we can actually make that one cheaper with the combo deal.
Okay, let's do that. Let's chuck in a garlic bread and a bottle of Coke and another couple of pizza orders coming through. Do you guys have the pepperoni at all for the pepperoni on the thin crust?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Okay, great. So just a couple more. What have I got written here? Can I also get a vegetarian pizza? Do you guys have the vegetarian pizza?
Yep, we have the spice vegetarian.
Great! What have we got there? Can you read that order back to me?
Okay. So we have the thin Hawaiian, the sea barbecue, chicken and bacon, the classic barbecue meat lovers, the garlic bread, bowl of soft drink, and also a thin pepperoni, a thin spicy vegetarian.
So how many garlic breads have we got so far?
We have one garlic bread and a bowl of soft drink.
Listen, look, we'll add another couple of garlic breads to it, and maybe another two bottles of Coca-Cola.
Okay, so was
there
two more garlic breads and two more bottles of Pepsi?
Yeah!
Chicken. I want some chicken.
Okay, and that's everything today, then?
And the wings! Do you guys have any chicken wings at all?
Yeah. We have chicken wings. We got either a 5 or a 7 back of those. Yep.
Then a 929. Yeah. No, look, it's lovely. Supporting small business.
Yeah, that's all good, man. We'll get on ready in about 7 minutes, then.
Look. Can we cancel that? Fuck.
Oh!
It's so hard to redo it. It's so hard to get that scream right. I should have practiced the scream before.
No, you fucking had
it.
The scream there. It was just hard because he kept going. The poor boy.
Oh, the lava cake.
I didn't know how to. I was trying to think of a way to like to make him end the prank call. You know what I mean?
My cheek is still on fire. That's fucked. But yeah.
Fuck. So much pressure with these prank calls now. Dude, no, I literally get fucking like.
That was good. I enjoyed it.
Don't fucking lie,
Margaret
Michael.
Little is. I can't believe Margaret Little's a guy.
I'm just gonna have to. I couldn't correct him when he said, "No, it's all good, dude." Anyway, guys, I'll try and do some more Margaret Littles. I'm not happy with that one. I'll see if I can do some more over the break. All right, to make up for that. Fucking hell. I just want to get out of this fucking house. It's so fucking hot.
I'm so done. Look at this. This is how I have to cool myself.
Thank you to everyone who fucking listens, comments, shares, watches our fucking weird podcast. We'll be back next year. It's going to be the best in the world. And fucking hell, we are the best. We're the best. We're the motherfucking best. Best.